This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, happy Friday, which means it's time for the Insane Things edition of the Battleground America podcast. It's insane that I can do this every week. Wrap up the week with the most insane thing we've seen. And use the qualifier that it has to be something we've never seen before or we haven't seen in our lifetime. Something that could change everything. And I can do this every week? Yeah, shows you the times we're living in. Insane thing number five. If your friends or family members are on the Democrat side and take in their lying media, be prepared. They now believe Trump didn't get shot. Lied about getting shot, specifically about his ear being hit by that bullet, and that Trump is now on the run, avoiding an FBI interview about it. I'm a student of all things Christopher Wray, the lying FBI lie director. And Christopher Wray, the lying FBI lie director, has something in common with my husband. He can't help grinning when he lies. Ladies, if you can get a man with this feature, it's really helpful because he can't lie to you. My daughter inherited it. I love it about the both of them. But no, seriously, I knew Christopher Wray was going to tell a big fat evil lie because they filmed him walking into the hearing room about the Trump assassination attempt, and he could barely keep from laughing. It's a certain smile he has, and he was wearing it when he was telling the lie that he had no idea if Trump's ear was hit by shrapnel, glass, or, you know, maybe a bullet, but probably not a bullet. The media immediately seized on that headline, essentially making it sound that Trump had lied when he said he was hit by a bullet. Now, don't let this make you mad, okay? Because Christopher Wray is using almost exactly the talking points Joy Reid was using on MSNBC when she said, we don't really know if his ear was hit by a bullet. We haven't seen a medical report. We can't know. The implication being he's lying. And the left is eating it up. 34% of them last week told Gallup they thought Trump faked the assassination attempt. Why did Joy Reid say that? And why, when it didn't work, when it didn't cause half of America to think what they saw on TV with the bloody ear didn't actually happen, they needed to send Christopher Wray out to repeat the talking points. And he was happy to do it because the FBI now is essentially an arm of the Democrat Party. The reason this shouldn't upset you is it means that in their internal polling, this assassination attempt of Trump and the character he displayed by putting his fist in the air with the blood running down his face was devastating to their side of the aisle. It really hit home with Americans. And so now they've got to do what they do, lie, to try to cause confusion. Here's the 10 seconds the media is focusing on from Christopher Wray's testimony.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
Here's the part the media is not reporting. That there is some question in Ray's mind about it because there's nothing in his notes. So if there's nothing here, he can't possibly know if it was shrapnel or a bullet that hit Trump.
It's my understanding that the very first one was the one that hit the president. Is that the very first shot, or is that not accurate?
As I sit here right now, I don't know the answer to that. I believe we know the answer to that. I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
Catch what he did there, and it was brilliant. That's why the Democrats sent him in with these talking points. What he actually means is the answer to the question of the bullet hitting Trump wasn't in his notes. But does Ray know Trump was grazed by a bullet? He does. Look, Ray's not stupid. He's not going to get caught lying under oath, knowing a Republican administration may be on its way in and may actually try him. So he actually admitted in the hearing he knew a bullet grazed Trump. Here's Ray doing that. The media, of course, did not focus on this part.
So it's conceivable, although as I sit here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, you know, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else. But I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges. So let us get that.
Wait, that's all from the same hearing? Yup. But Ray knew what he was doing when he said the line about, you know, well, we don't know about Trump's ear. He knew he was creating the headline. He had that evil little smile, like I said, when he said it. So prepare for your terminally hosed and completely confused liberal relatives, friends and family and coworkers to assure you that Trump wasn't hit by a bullet, is lying, probably arranged his attempted assassination himself to get pity from the American people. Oh, and that he's on the run from the FBI. I love how they write these headlines. Here's just a few from CNN. FBI seeking to interview Trump as part of assassination attempt investigation. Headline 2 from Newsweek. FBI wants to interview Donald Trump over his shooting injury. Headline 3. FBI wants to interview Trump to determine if he was struck by a bullet or shrapnel. It creates the impression, again, that Trump's not cooperating, probably because he lied, when they know damn well he was hit by a bullet. His White House, former White House physician, Ronny Jackson, who's now a Congress member, actually examined Trump and is very clear. He said you could see the track from the bullet. He was hit by a bullet. But it doesn't matter to these people. Anyway, what it shows you is that Trump, whether he, you know, wanted to or not, really scored some points with the American people during this assassination. And they got to lie and cover it up. They wouldn't send Ray out to do this if they were winning in their internal polling. Insane thing number 4 is how Kamala Harris ended up on track to be the nominee for the Democrat Party, because that wasn't supposed to happen. The real story, and it's insane, is actually buried in the middle of this New York Post article, this bombshell from Wednesday. Headline, if you want to read it yourself, Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. Here's what they write. According to their sources, Obama's hope was to get Biden out of the way, and an op-ed written by George Clooney in the New York Times asking him to step aside was part of the plan. However, listen to this. The higher-ups in the Democrat Party didn't count on Biden endorsing Harris right away, and Obama was shocked when the president endorsed her. Now, listen to this. He was also furious, the New York Post said. Because after Biden's ouster, the plan was, and folks, this is literally Donald Trump dodging a bullet twice by the grace of God in a single month. Because you know what the plan was? The plan from Obama was to put Arizona Senator and former astronaut Mark Kelly at the top of the ticket. They didn't want Kamala. Why? Because as the New York Times correctly explained on Monday, she is the Democrats' single weakest candidate nationwide. And they even argued, and I agree with this, she's actually a weaker candidate than Joe Biden, who has an excuse for the stuff that comes out of his mouth. The brain damage, the dementia. Folks, Trump, in terms of historical presidential candidates running, we love him, but his negatives, well, after Biden's and Harris's, historically, are the highest of anybody who's ever run for the position. We'd have gotten smacked down by Kelly. They could have made him into anything they wanted, including what they were going to make him into, a moderate. And Obama knew it. It actually says that in the New York Post. This makes perfect sense. So what actually happened here was a screw you by Joe Biden. he ran the clock out. Because remember, 3 weeks ago, the Democrat leadership was saying, oh, we're going to have a snap primary. We're going to have a blitz primary. We'll do it real fast. Why are they going to have a blitz primary? Because they know Kamala can't win it. She got beaten by some guy named Tom Steyer. Nobody knows who he is. In the last Democrat primary. Heck, she even got beaten by Sleepy Joe Biden, who didn't leave his basement. She is a total loser, even among Democrats. So they were going to weed her out that way and then be shocked when Kelly came out on top, because everybody was going to be lobbied to vote for Kelly by the Democrat leadership, and they'd call it democracy and be on their way with lots of cover. Well, we tried to elect the black woman, but, you know, democracy, grassroots. That was the plan. Biden knew it. He resented being pushed out and endorsed Kamala. Kamala knew all this, which is why in about 24 hours after Biden's endorsement, she made sure to shore up enough delegate support that they can't dislodge her. Obama's been trying since Monday. The fact that he was forced to endorse her means, well, he's kind of screwed. He's giving up. That's him waving the white flag. Now, the DNC hasn't given up completely. They're still open and have asked, begged practically, other candidates to go ahead and file if they want to be part of some sort of delegate primary, but they've got to do it by August 1st. We'll see what the Democrats can throw together over the weekend, but it's looking more and more like they're stuck with her, and that was not the plan. Folks, you don't expend the political capital and the pain they had to go through to get rid of Joe Biden, only to replace him with a woman who, for all of the Biden regime, has pulled beneath Joe Biden and only began polling ahead of Joe Biden after he had a dementia incident on national television in a debate. This is a disaster for them. And this is why the announcement of Obama's endorsement of Kamala Harris, which came out this morning, sounded like this.
Despite their initial silence, Barack and Michelle Obama have finally endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president.
Yeah, that's not the endorsement you want from your party's leader. I guarantee you they're still going to work behind her back up to the last minute to get her out of there. They may not be able to do it, though. Again, this is literally Trump's second bullet dodge in a month. It's the country's second bullet dodge in a month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Insane thing number three didn't get a lot of attention this week. In a normal news week, it would have, because it's a big deal. One of the lies our side tells itself and our media tells us, our right-wing media tells us, is that, you know, the guys at the top of the FBI and these intelligence agencies, they're bad guys. But you know what? Below them, there's a lot of good people. They're all patriots, really. Ask yourself this question, though. Would people as bad, as evil, as those at the head of our intelligence agencies hire a bunch of right-wing, just-love-America patriots to work under them? Oh, heck no, they wouldn't. All those people be doing is blowing the whistle. Who do they hire? Wokes, just like them, who won't blow the whistle. Patronage jobs. The children of well-heeled Democrats. People like that. Again, it's one of the lies we tell ourselves, and we need to stop telling ourselves. After this article in the New York Post, headline, local cops refusing to share information with the FBI as the agency suffers crisis of confidence. Now, listen to why. For the article, the Post interviewed over 30 agencies that say they're not, across the country, that say they're not sharing any information with the FBI. Why is that, including on critical information on terrorism, Antifa, dangerous elements in their cities? Why aren't they sharing it? Because they are so afraid of these woke FBI agents that they're afraid if they even talk to them or share information with them, that they or their departments will come under scrutiny and maybe even end up in prison. Why? Because they say we're Christians. We're right wingers. You know, a lot of these are sheriff's departments. So the guy'd be elected. You know what his politics is. They're afraid that these FBI agents who they used to cooperate with will use any pretext again to put them into prison. Look, folks, if you watch what they've done to Trump and to Trump's entire inner circle, again, all eight key figures in the 2016 Trump campaign are all now convicted felons or have served time in prison or both. One source, a 15-year veteran cop from a southern state, said many local law enforcement officers, quote, believe they could be targeted by the FBI and the DOJ because of their love of the United States of America and may be perceived as domestic terrorists because of how they may vote. So they're afraid to even talk to the agents they used to cooperate with. Listen to how bad this is. Sources believe that FBI leadership would exploit any information provided to them to violate the law and the constitutional rights of suspects who are under investigation, as well as innocent citizens. One said the FBI's behavior was that of a third world country, and the Bureau should be dismantled and its personnel prosecuted and given long prison sentences. That's not a basis for a relationship between state, local, and the FBI. But the reason, one of the reasons, is because these officers and managers in these 30 departments are actually interacting with this new crop of FBI agents. Listen to how they describe them. The head of a multi-agency task force that was interviewed for the article said the newer FBI agents do not bother to conceal their distaste for disfavored political and religious views. Newer FBI special agents identify themselves as woke or liberal and are often openly critical of conservative or Christian values. Another source described FBI personnel as generally almost always arrogant, aloof, and condescending, with little if any tactical skills to support themselves or the safety of their team while out on the streets. I knew this is what they were doing. Of course woke leaders are going to hire woke agents. Long term, this means local communities are going to have to begin to deal with real threats like terrorism on their own without the help of the FBI. And it shows you the very Stasi-like nature that is of this agency that is forming, metastasizing, and I swear getting worse by the week. Up next, another insane disclosure about the assassination attempt at that Trump rally. But first, I want to pause here for just a minute to thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast and for the 29 pounds I've lost, for the fact that I now have perfect blood pressure and I don't have joint pain anymore, for all the long hikes that I can take with my daughter now, the strenuous ones that are rated strenuous on the All Trails hiking app that I never even tried before because I couldn't do it, for all the great times we've had doing that, and for the fact that I'm so much healthier now. But mostly, I love the fact that I'm not hooked on prescriptions or shots that I need to take for the rest of my life. That would begin to become a problem because I've been in maintenance now for 16 months. I've kept off the 29 pounds that I lost, and that would not be fun if I had side effects or had to be dependent on a shot or a doctor's prescription. I'm so glad I went the all-natural way with PhD Weight Loss. If you want to lose weight too, why not check them out? Go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Insane thing number two. It seems like we're finding out all the critical details about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump from whistleblowers. And this one was a bombshell. Remember how we learned that the Secret Service didn't bother to pre-surveil the site with a drone? Well, it turns out it was actually worse than that. We find out from a whistleblower who went to Senator Josh Hawley that actually local police officers wanted to use a drone to secure the rally. Those are the exact words, secure the rally. This means that the technology was both available to the Secret Service and able to be deployed to secure the site. But Secret Service said no. It gets worse. The whistleblower further alleges that after the shooting took place, the Secret Service changed course and asked the local police to deploy the drone technology to surveil the site in the aftermath of the attack. Now, listen to this. It is hard to understand why the Secret Service would decline to use drones when they were offered, Hawley writes, particularly given the fact Secret Service permitted the shooter to overfly the rally area with his own drone mere hours before the event. And then he says, listen to this, the failure to deploy drone technology is all the more concerning because, according to the whistleblower, the drone the Secret Service was offered had the capacity not only to identify active shooters, but also to help neutralize them. What's really shocking here is that members of Congress are having to turn to whistleblowers and people who give them video to get any kind of accurate accounting of what happened. They can't get it from the federal government. Even weirder, there are whistleblowers. Folks, whistleblower protections, when they come forward formally that way, that's normally for people who are operating in a classified atmosphere where it would be illegal for them to tell anybody else, and they need the protection of the law. This is not that. Why are there whistleblowers for this? The shooter's dead. There's no prosecution here. As former assistant director of the FBI, Chris Schwecker, pointed out, I played the audio on the podcast earlier this week. There's no prosecution here. The shooter's dead. This is a closed investigation. Why would there be secrecy? Why are there whistleblowers? And here's another weird thing. Right? If the shooter is dead and there's no other shooter, why have we seen the faces of any of the people who were operating there that day on TV? What, by now, any other kind of major disaster, think Boston bombing, these people would have already been on TV, done the media rounds. We'd know their names. We'd hear their stories. We don't even know the names of who was in charge that day at the local level. We have had some high ranking police who've come in before Congress, you know, obvious people who, yeah, you know, you just go online and you would know, hey, he's the head of that police department, right? Who the hell was there and who made these decisions? What were their names? Folks, this week, Congress tried to get that, remember, out of the Secret Service head before she resigned. They asked her, can we have the names? No. Can we have them in a classified setting? No. Can we have their titles? No. Why is this such a major secret? What are they hiding? And they're hiding something. And let me tell you what, when we finally get it, we're going to get it. It's going to be devastating. And I can guarantee you this, if these people have to come forward as whistleblowers, they have been threatened. Look how tight this is. Do you know how instantly famous you would be if you were on the ground that day and you put up an internet post or did some kind of interview, people can't resist that. And yet they're not. Look how tightly controlled they have it. The only way we're finding out details, again, whistleblowers going to Congress members to protect their identity. That suggests they're so afraid of someone, I suspect it's the FBI, that they have to sneak around. And maybe that's why we just learned one shocking detail this week. Just about everybody, including the media, has reported or thinks that those two Secret Service snipers on the roof, you know, the pitched roof, everybody was showing the pictures of those guys. Just about everybody thinks one of them was the one who took out the shooter, Thomas Crooks. It's a falsehood that the FBI and the Secret Service has allowed to fester on social media. While they hide the identity and the location from which the actual sniper shot and killed Thomas Crooks. Now, listen to this. This is Jesse Waters a week ago on Thursday. And in this audio, you can hear the RNC in the background describing this situation where Fox News reporters cannot get the Secret Service, the FBI, to tell them who the sniper was or even where they shot from.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
So that was a week ago. You'd think after all these hearings, we'd finally know. But we don't. Here's FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying before Congress, pretending the reason that he doesn't know where the sniper shot from is because he doesn't have it in his notes.
Director Wray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was the Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. We've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. You mentioned that...
Excuse me, but bull crap. That shouldn't be something you need notes for if you're leading an investigation. It's the single most important thing besides who the shooter is. And it's not that it's not in his notes, he forgot or he's confused. Because remember what Waters said. It wasn't that they didn't know or they were confused. It was that they refused to tell Fox News where the sniper shot from who killed Thomas Crooks. By the way, another very strange detail this week. You know how we were told that the FBI just can't sort out any kind of motive, not very confused, as to why Thomas Crooks would want to kill Donald Trump? And that sort of gave you the impression they'd scoured his social media. It doesn't appear they did. Andrew Torba, who is the head of Gab, is convinced that Thomas Crooks had a Gab account. And do you know what he did with it? Well, Gab is a conservative, small conservative social media site. He trolled conservatives as a hardcore left-wing Biden supporter. He last posted in 2021, but it's clear he's exactly what we thought he was, a hardcore liberal Democrat Joe Biden supporter. Not surprising, because he's also a Democrat donor. Sure, he registered as a Republican, but that's what a good Democrat would have done. After all, the Democrats were busy subverting democracy. There was no one else to vote for in their primary. You could only vote for Joe. And besides, remember, the leaders of the party were telling their sheeple to register as Republicans and muck around in our primary. So he did exactly that. Here's the crazy thing. Andrew Torba says nobody has contacted him. And he even volunteered that he'd like them to, and that he's preserving the whole account in anticipation that somebody's going to hit him with a warrant, a subpoena, something like that. Wow, the feds just aren't interested, are they? And what do you want to bet? They never pursue it. Why? Because it's clear that the Democrats just over-the-top Hitlerian rhetoric about how Trump's Hitler and somebody's got to stop him and save our democracy hit home with this lunatic. Finally, in all the chaos this week, insane thing number one didn't get a lot of notice. It should. Folks, remember the years we've spent in absolute terror that Russia might somehow influence our election, might somehow influence politicians, might influence Donald Trump, that Russian bots might influence somebody somewhere politically? Hell, we spent $20 million and 36 FBI agents on Trump, made him turn over more than a million documents to try to find even the tiniest Russia connection between Trump and Putin. And they made his entire family do the same thing, right? Total terror that Russia might find a way to influence the political process or to even be involved in it somehow, might be funding it somewhere. Remember, there was no less than four congressional investigations into Trump for this. And that was when Republicans controlled both houses. So I'm waiting for the hysteria, waiting for the four investigations of Iran's funding of the street thugs, the pro-Democrat, pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic street thugs. Because this week, White House co-spokesman John Kirby casually admitted that, yeah, Iran is funding a lot of this. You know, what we're seeing on our streets, the burning of the flags, the hordes outside the White House, the marching, the chanting, the Democrat groups who are doing this. And me shrugged a shoulder, acted like it was no big deal. Can you imagine a Republican presidential spokesperson saying, yeah, Russia's funding a lot of our, you know, people on the ground, a lot of our grassroots, but not all of it. It's not a big deal. And everybody going, yeah, no, that's fine. Said nobody ever in Washington. Yet there was no reaction, even from Republicans, to this week. Listen.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
Cool. New standard. So I guess Russia can fund Republican grassroots activity as long as they only fund some of it, but like not all of it. Now, think about this for a minute, OK? You're watching the merger of Iran, the Quds Force, the mullahs, all of it, and the Democrat Party on the streets of America. You truly are. Let me tell you why. Who is the other entity funding these protests? Well, we learned that. Remember who it is? Joe Biden's donors. In other words, Democrat donors. I mean, damn, if you think about it. And it gets even crazier, because where is Iran getting the money to turn around and fund the Democrat grassroots, the shock troops? Where are they getting the money? Joe Biden gave it to them, and they're recycling it back through to fund the Democrat grassroots. Joe Biden in 2023 alone released $10 billion in funds to Iran, money that Trump had kept using sanctions. And remember, he was putting pressure on the mullahs to try to force them out and get an actual democracy or something like it in Iran. And Trump had them on their knees. I mean, the people were in the streets because they were hungry. They didn't have enough food. Joe Biden said, here, screw that. I'm going to send you $10 billion. Use it to fund Hamas. Use it to coordinate October 7th. Oh, and you know, if you could help us out, you know, maybe fund, send some of it back to fund the Democrat Party. Now, think about it this way. We are in the middle of the second Iranian assassination plot against Donald Trump and his inner circle in 2 years. The guy responsible for the first one, he tried to hire a Mexican cartel hitman to kill Bolton and Pompeo for $300,000. He had another $1 million account that was supposed to be to take out Trump. Yeah, well, that guy's awaiting trial. This is the second Iranian assassination plot. So let me get this straight. It's awfully convenient that the people, Iran and the Democrat Party, who are joint funding the grassroots activity of the Democrat Party in the United States of America with an entity that's trying to kill Donald Trump, their main competition. I mean, think about this. Can you imagine if Russia was out there actively sending assassins to America to kill Democrat leaders? They'd lose it. Now, here, think about this, too. Google this. Are there any Iranian assassination plots against, say, I don't know, Joe Biden? Nope. How about Kamala Harris? No, just their competition. Folks, that's why I say you're watching the merger of Iran, the Iranian government, and the Democrat Party at the violent street level in America, and it's only going to get worse. Even worse than that, think about how this looks to you if you're a mullah. You're in Iran. You know that the Biden administration is more than happy to let you keep funding their street troops while they scream about imaginary Russian bots, right? And then you learn, after watching the assassination attempt on Donald Trump and watching how the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security deliberately unsecured and insecured that rally to put Trump in maximum level danger, you learn that the whole time they knew about the latest Iran assassination plot, they knew that an Iranian assassin was trying to cross the border and do it again, and they deliberately unsecured and insecured the rally. What do you think? You think that the Biden administration very much wants you to take out Donald Trump for them? That's exactly what you think. Is it what's going on? And imagine if the identical thing were going on with Republicans in Russia. People would be in prison.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.